hello, hello, and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, I've just read the most extraordinary thing on the BBC website, and I want to share it with you. Black women most likely to die in medieval London plague. Black women of African descent were most likely to die of the medieval plague in London, Academic Museum of London say. The study is the first archaeological exploration showing how racism influenced a person's risk of death during what was known as the Great Pestilence or Great Mortality. The research is based on 145 individuals from three cemeteries. The outbreak is believed to have claimed the lives of 35,000 Londoners, and bodies were taken from various graves. And that's it. That's the essence of it. That's what it looks at. Now, when you actually look into it, it gets rather interesting. It seems that race is a sociological construct and has no biological reality most of the time. But if it potentially backs up some sort of left-wing talking point, then it is biological and very real. So it both exists and doesn't exist. And today, it exists, because it turns out that the way that they assessed whether or not a skeleton was sub-Saharan African was by measuring five different parts of the skull. Now, presumably, you know, with calipers. So this implies that you can correctly assess a person's social race from their skull alone, which surely implies that it is a biological reality. And you can with 80% certainty be sure of a person's race based on measuring their skull. So for the BBC today, race is a biological construct. Now, I should say that the paper, if you actually go and read it, does not demonstrate that that there is anything to do with racism involved in why black females were overrepresented among those that died of the Black Death in London. They were just apparently overrepresented. One reason could conceivably be that they were less adapted to that environment. They were over many thousands of years, they and their ancestors were less adapted to that environment. They were less able to cope with that environment. They were less able, perhaps, to synthesize vitamin D from the sun due to darker. There could be all kinds of reasons why they would be less healthy compared to others of the same social class. And from what I can work out, they don't even control for social class in the analysis. So it is true that in the Black Death, it was about 50% of people in England that died of the Black Death, and about 80% of the serfs and labourers. But if you're going to say that black women were overrepresented, you'd have to control for social class, and you'd have to control for sex, and they don't do that. So they've absolutely no reason to reach that conclusion. But what I think is particularly interesting is that they do reach that conclusion, and they reach that conclusion based on measuring the skull. Now, you may remember that I got in trouble at Oxford University recently for measuring skulls. I was told by somebody that I was wielding a eugenic instrument. Well, they wielded precisely those kinds of eugenic instruments. Precisely those kinds of eugenic instruments in reaching their conclusion. And their conclusion was, according to Dr. Rebecca Redfern of the Museum of London, an overrepresentation in what she calls the Great Pestilence. But that, of course, means for it to be an overrepresentation, that race must be able to be successfully measured from the skull alone. And if that's the case, then surely there must be a biological component to race. This is what the BBC seem to have tacitly admitted today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before you go, I must tell you that tickets for my Liverpool meetup and for my London Christmas dinner are almost sold out. So don't miss out on the opportunity to learn about the Neo-Byzantium that we are building. Click on the link below to reserve your place there now. Are you ready for the future of the West?